stage. Billings is at the back. Billings is 45 out. He steadies. Low. Keeps it low and kicks the goal.
This is phenomenal. How good's this kid, though?
Billings has got four.
Yeah, Jack Billings, three in that final quarter, four in the second half. He was terrific, courtesy of Fox Footy there, kicking a cracking goal in the final term. What a win it was for the Saints, and Jack Stephen, the Saint, has been good enough to join us. Jack, thanks for your time.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
How do you rate that one yesterday from all the time you've been at the Saints, that win?
Oh, it was right up there. It was a little bit unexpected, to tell you the truth, at half time, but... yeah, to the boys' credit, we stuck in there, and yeah, it was very special.
What happened at halftime? What was said? What did Alan Richardson say to you guys?
It was just pretty basic, really. We were pretty disappointed with our second quarter. So we thought we were going all right at the first, and then let ourselves down in the second quarter, and then he just put it to us to lift, and yeah, pretty much stand up, and I think we did that.
I thought, Jack, there are a couple of really symbolic moments at the start of the comeback. Now, one of them was Tom Hickey nailing Bob Murphy and kicking the first goal in that comeback. But even before that, it was Michael Talia tried to sort of weave out of defence, and Josh Bruce wrapped him up, won a free kick, only kicked a point from it. But those two moments, it was sort of like you guys saying, hang on, we're sick of this. You're not going to do this easily. Did you get a lift out of that?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Like it was the way we went about attacking the ball and attacking the person. So we obviously attacked to dispossess, and in the two instances you just said, that's what we've got to do. So that obviously breeds a little bit of character within each other, and everyone was getting around each other after that. So it was really positive.
What about Tom Hickey? Everyone's talking obviously about Billings. We'll ask you about him in a moment. But Tom Hickey, I thought in that final quarter, really gave you a target at half forward.
Yeah, so you need someone down the line to have a kick too. So he's been presenting really well, and he's actually a phenomenal runner. So as long as he can keep doing that and being a presence in the air and on the ground, he'll be a great asset for us.
And there were a couple of moments too, weren't there, Jack? I mean, the Bulldogs steadied, it seemed, after three-quarter time, kicked the first two goals of the last quarter, and I reckon most people were thinking, oh, well, that's it. You know, it was fun while it lasted. But you guys had the sort of scent in your nostrils, didn't you, by then? And you were a much, much tougher proposition than when they were four goals up the previous time.
Yeah, exactly. So I think as teams, it spends a lot of energy, coming back from that deep. So we've already spent a lot, but we had a lot of belief within all the boys, and it was good to see all the younger boys getting around each other, and good enthusiasm, and they really drove that. So, it was exciting to be around, and a lot of ball out there. So it was nice.
Just wanted to ask you how David Armitage's weather poisoning is this morning.
Yeah, he's pretty crook, I think. He's in hospital for a couple of days, but I'm happy every time he can do that. It's awesome. So, yeah, it's good.
Richo described him yesterday after the game as a real pro, that he's taken his professionalism to another level. Jack, have you noticed that around the group the last 12 months?
Yeah, well, I've always known it, personally, from me, Dave and Gears. We've sort of been growing up around the same sort of time. And now it's sort of come to the forefront of everyone's sort of minds with Dave, and his performances are sort of showing that, but he's been doing that for a few years now, so I'm very happy for him, and yeah, it's well deserving.
I've got to ask you, I've pumped this story up a few times already, so one more time won't hurt. I wrote yesterday about you guys being perhaps 12 months, 24 months behind the Western Bulldogs in terms of the development of the list, and when I went right through the numbers and when players have come in and how many games experienced, the numbers are remarkably similar. It's just that they have more guys who debuted sort of 2011, 2012. Yours have tended to come 2013, 2014. Has their rise this year, now you all watch other teams, have you guys looked at them this year and even subconsciously sort of thought we can be them?
I don't know about subconsciously, but I look at the Bulldogs and I see the way that they're attacking their game, and I see great encouragement with that, and well, if they're doing it, why can't we sort of speak? So They've played some terrific footy in the last few weeks, and they've knocked up a few pretty quality sides. So people say like we're behind them, but like why are we? Like why can't we just like keep doing that, so to speak? So we've got a lot of young boys, but they're all eager to learn and they're all cracking in. So like we might as well keep going while we can.
It's a good attitude, and you're, you know, with that influx of young talent, you're now, you know, without having a list in front of me, I would have thought in terms of experience, you're probably middle of a list now, whereas at a Freo or a Hawthorn or someone, you might be still down the bottom few. So do you feel like you've grown as a leader with more of those younger types coming in?
Yeah, I think that question gets posed to me a little bit, but I think the way that I can do with leadership, like, it's just the way I do it on the field. So I think I lead by example with the amount of effort I give each week and the amount of pressure and tackles and all that sort of stuff. Like, I think that leads from the front, and then hopefully the younger boys sort of like catch on to that and the way I train. So, yeah, I'm probably not the most vocal person out there, but, yeah, that's how I try to do it.
And Jack Billings, tell us about him. We know that he was a highly rated youngster, drafted, you know, high draft pick, all that sort of stuff. But he was the match winner in a lot of ways in that final quarter.
Yeah, he's a jet. He's a good kid, Jack. And I'm very happy to have him on the Saints list. Like there's no worries about him, and I'm very happy for him. Like all the deserves go to him. He had a great like last half, but it's been just string a few games in. Together now, but he's a good kid and he's an absolute legend.
Far too many Jacks down there. Jack, are you numbered now to tell each other apart? Or
beg your pardon?
There's too many Jacks down there now. Do you all have numbers?
Yeah, there's way too many. I'm the Jack, and then they all follow me behind.
Well, it was a cracking day of footy for St Kilda supporters and for footy fans in general, Jack. Well done on the comeback, the fifth greatest in AFL VFL history. And just one last one, Rowan.
Oh, just before you go, Jack, I know you know AFL these days, you've got to move on to the next game very quickly, but surely you guys are going to sit down at some stage in the next 24 hours and enjoy the replay.
No, exactly. I think a few of us will. Definitely will. You've got to enjoy winning. We haven't won too many in the last few years, so we're very happy. So we're not going to shy away from it, and I'm happy. So, yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it, Jack? Just before we let you go, it's an interesting point that Rowan raises. Do you think sometimes in AFL football, because we're so focused on, okay, we leave that one there, let's do the review, let's move on, do you think that we, sometimes in AFL football, we don't enjoy the win as much as we should?
I think internally you do, but, obviously, a few things that you might say to a few external people, you'll say, oh, we'll move on to next week. But we were very happy with the way the boys responded in the second half, and we were very pleased. So, to tell you the truth, I was pumped with the way we did it, and I'm very happy to win. I can't wait to sing this song every week, so I was very happy.
I was down there in the rooms briefly, Jack, and it was a great atmosphere just to see so many people who, like you say, it's been a hard couple of years, just to be able to enjoy that and the way it was achieved. It's... they're the sort of things that make footy worthwhile, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. So after every game, you obviously give your all, and some people might disagree, but you feel sick and sorry and a bit sore. But if you get the win, it just makes it that much a little bit special. And then after that half an hour and after getting the win, it's so much better. So we definitely sucked that up in the last game. And as I said before, we absolutely loved it and I did. So it was awesome.
Jack, thanks for your time. Well done.
All right. Thanks, boys.